How did you view the rest of Burnaby?
Well, in the 30s, there were isolated, she was settled in isolated ways. And you had Edmonds, and you had East Burnaby, you had Alta Vista, which is over here, Alta Vista down the Alta Vista Church, the Anglican Church. And they were settled in this way, and West Burnaby, and so on, you see. And they were into Douglas Road. The Douglas Road School was a distinct area from here.
Right.
And they were distinct from what my wife
today,
said.
I mean,
geographic.
Yeah, but even today, you see, Burnaby is more or less isolated from north and south and central due to communications, transportation.
It's transportation.
Unless you have a car, it's just about impossible to get, you know.
Yeah. And in my judgment, and I had something to try to tell some of these people, these late planners that, you know, that bring about pandemonium, to tell them that the solution to the problem with all the modern things and so on, instead of trying to do the grid pattern, it's the last thing to do in Burnaby. And what they should have done is to have had a circular road partway up, following the contours, and then let the thing deviate off. And the big mistake was made when they built the freeway and they blocked off Spurling Avenue. And blocked off the Douglas Road too. That's an excess. However, that's history.
But they did try contouring Capitol Hill in early 1930s.
In the early days, yeah, that's right. And that was right.
Yeah.
That's right. They did try to do that.
And I think that was Reeve Pritchard's idea when he was a councillor.
Who was that?
Reeve Pritchard.
Pritchard.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know when it occurred, but yeah. I don't know. But there was a definite effort to do that. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know when it was done.
1929 to 1930.
Oh, was it? Is that when they had? The planning of yes. Oh, yes. Well, that was it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was he the last Reeve? Before, you know, but for years there wasn't a Reeve.
He was the last one.
Yeah, it was in the hands of a receiver.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember anything about the municipal politics at that time? Why Burnaby went into a commissionership?
Well, because they were broke. Very simple.
Yeah.
They couldn't pay their bills.
No.
They couldn't pay their workmen. They couldn't. They couldn't buy a piece of pipe.
No.
There was no money.
And I don't think you were fined if you didn't pay your taxes.
Oh no.
Because people, I think we always managed to pay our taxes, but lots of people couldn't pay taxes. You know.
Oh no, they couldn't pay taxes. No. You were allowed to. You were allowed to work on the ditches and on the roads, and you'd get compensated. I don't know what they allowed for it. It wouldn't be very much, but per hour. I don't know, but you could do that.
Well, now Burnaby went broke, but other places didn't. I wonder.
South Vancouver went broke.
Well, yeah, it got taken over by Vancouver.
Well, yes, well, it became part of Vancouver, but it went broke, though.
Yeah. I just wonder if there was anything about Burnaby that made it particularly go broke.
Well, I think it was particularly vulnerable because, you see, it's as large an area as Vancouver.
Mm.
And it has problems of development that are out of this world.
Yeah.
Surrey is in a somewhat analogous position today.
Yeah.
And I don't know how near, if a depression came, Surrey might go... broke fast.
And in the early days, Burnaby was largely a lower income population.
Well, it mixed, but it was people who had a lower income, by and large, yes, who settled here, who followed the railroad. Oh. And they got cheaper land than you could get in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. See, Vancouver was inflated. Mm-hmm. We're talking there, the teens.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Around 1912.
Yeah, that's right. You see, the land values were. Well, they were high enough here, but they weren't anything compared to what they were in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Vancouver's West End and Fairview and so on were getting pretty expensive out of it, relatively.
Mm-hmm. They came to Burnaby for the same reason then that later people went to the outlying districts, because they got cheaper land.
Yeah, for the same basic reason. They became, only they didn't look upon themselves as suburbanites.
Oh.
as this crowd do, you see. And this crowd are all coming back, you see, now. They don't like it too well.
Well, some of them are.
Maybe. Some of them, yeah.
So what were they if they weren't suburbanites?
Well, I think, they were suburbanites, yes. Maybe I'm a misnomer. They like to have this kind of a life. This is the real motivating factor. They like to have a little bit of land. And they were more rational about there was only so much money, and you had to think more about what you did with your money then. Yeah? Whether you wanted to have this kind of a life or that kind of a life. Today you don't have to think that way. You're just going, the government's going to look after you in your old age. In our time, the government had no idea of looking after you in your old age. You had to think about it yourself to the extent that you did.
Well, if it was a lot of low-income people who lived in Burnaby, it doesn't sound as if they were living in the Deer Lake area.
Oh, yes, there were.
There weren't rock-bottom people in this.
No.
There wasn't anybody that I know of that was completely unemployed, that lived immediately around.
Not immediate around.
No, yeah.
But there were a lot of young boys.
Teenagers
that couldn't get anything to work, that were in this area.
Oh, well, yeah. A lot of them could go and pick fruit, which they did, did things like that.
Yeah.
But the parents, there weren't any unemployed.
No, not in this just immediate area. No. Now, there was a tremendous unemployment in Burnaby, though.
Yeah. But the Deer Lake area has always been... from the earliest days, probably a little more prosperous in some other areas.
I just don't know whether prosperous is the correct word or not, but they have a, I don't know, they had, they had various, well, they were a very diversified group of people.
Yeah.
There were a lot of professionals of one kind or another, people who had other interests, and I wouldn't say that they weren't the entrepreneuring type.
No.
But there had some people who had other sources of income. I think people like they had maybe from heritage and so on, that kind of thing.